My first guest this afternoon is Albert Flynn De Silver. Albert Flynn De Silver is an internationally published poet, writer, publisher, and writing coach. He was the first poet laureate of Marin County, and his work has appeared in a great number of literary journals. More than 100, in fact. One of my favorites of those is Zizava, which is a place that I think all of California poets would love to be published. He is also the author most recently of Beamish Boy, a memoir that came out in spring of this year. Also, Letters to Early Street, a 2007 publication from University of New Mexico Press, and Walking Tooth and Cloud from French Connection Press in Paris. Albert is also a meditation teacher at the Spirit Rock Center. In addition, he's a speaker and trainer, having taught writing workshops at conferences and institutions coast to coast, including at the University of California, Davis. He's presented at numerous conferences around the country, including in New York City, the Napa Valley Writers Conference, and the San Francisco Writers Conference, where I've also presented. He's currently the director of Visiting Angels, a senior home care agency franchise in Santa Rosa, California. Andre Cordrescu has said of my guest Albert Flynn De Silver that Albert is one of our poets and we stand behind him. I'm very pleased that I can introduce him to all of you this afternoon. Albert Flynn De Silver, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Albert Flynn De Silver, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you here, and I'm glad that this time worked out. I know that you are traveling, but we've caught you on your cell phone. And I want to talk to you about some of the genres that you write in. Because this is a poetry show, let me start with poetry. How do you talk about your own poetry when talking to others, especially with regard to schools or influences or impulses or typical topics that you write about?
Wow. Well, I tend to cover a lot of ground.
Uh-huh.
I love writing about landscape, and my background is actually in the visual arts, so I have a small chapbook of poems that's all visual poems. So the words, they're very few words, but they're actually the letters are kind of strung out in a visual way. And there are these various bird poems that kind of point to the shape of flight and the dynamics of these particular birds. There's 10 different birds, 10 poems.
Uh-huh.
So that's one thing that I write. I wrote a little chapbook of revolving around these four sculptures by Richard Serra, and they were, all the poems are in the shape of these sculptures of his, these gigantic steel sculptures that are very rare and amazing forms that you can inhabit. And then I wrote a book of letter poems, Letters to Early Street, which was published back in 2007.
Uh-huh.
So those are all epistolary poems. And those influences ranged from Wallace Stevens, Hart Crane, to Ted Berrigan, Alice Notley, some of the more contemporary New York school poets, Emily Dickinson, Whitman, and some of my favorite Spanish poets are Chilean, Neruda, Lorca, and I've written prose poems. I have a book of prose poems called Walking Tooth and Cloud. So every book is a project. You know, it's an exploration of a different genre. That's kind of generally the way I work. So you can't pin me down really as a landscape poet or a confessional poet, or I'm just a poet.
Excellent. Well, I shall try not to pin you down. And tell me about how it was that you became the first ever poet laureate of Marin County.
Well, a lot of that had to do with the fact that I had been teaching as a California poet in the schools for many years, about 12 years. And I was very active in the community at all these different was I also taught at community college. I did a short stint at San Quentin as a poet, not as a convict.
Right. Thank you for clarifying. Yeah.
Various, I taught at senior centers, all over the place. So I was very active. I'd also received Arts Council grants in poetry through the Marin Arts Council, and they were the ones sponsoring the Poet Laureateship. So I became an obvious candidate for that position.
Excellent. Good for you.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Albert Flynn De Silver. He is a poet based in Marin County, but also a writer and a teacher, a publisher, and a writing coach, and a memoirist. And his most recent book is called Beamish Boy, a memoir, and that came out in spring of this year.
Actually, in June.
So let's call it summer of this year. And tell us some more about Beamish Boy. That sounds a little bit like something that Lewis Carroll would call a character in the Jabberwock.
Absolutely. Well, that's where the title came from. And my father actually used to call me Beamish Boy on rare occasion. And it was kind of the perfect title for the book. The book is really about, the subtitle is I Am Not My Story, a memoir of recovery and awakening. And so it charts a wacky and abusive childhood, a severe bout of alcoholism, and then ultimately a reconnection with self through poetry. That's really how I survived, was by finally connecting with creativity and more specifically poetry itself. So in some ways, it's a memoir about being saved by poetry and art.
Excellent. And I know that you have a copy there of Beamish Boy, a memoir.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there's enough light in the car that you could read us an appropriate paragraph or two.
Well, yeah, you had mentioned wanting me to read a poem. And actually, in the memoir, there's a few poems. And some of it is within the context of my evolution as an artist and writer. And so I kind of chart that evolution. So there's a fair number of bad poems and where I'm kind of making fun of myself as I evolve. But there is one poem that I really love from a time when I was acting as campground host in the Sinkione Wilderness up in Mendocino, on the Mendocino coast, very remote area. And it was near this place called Needle Rock. And I spent an entire month there at two different seasons and wrote a lot of poems, read a zillion books, painted, meditated, wandered around. Very few people came to the park that time of year, so it was an amazing time of contemplation, solitude, and creativity. And so this is a piece called Needle Rock Mountain.
Excellent.
From the tongue of four ravens spill cobalt cloud shadow paintings on the sea. And that's it.
I like it.
There's kind of a little haiku action happening there.
Yeah, it seems to have the simplicity of a haiku poem. Have you explored compact forms in your own poetry, such as haiku?
Yeah, this poem is part of an unpublished collection called Foam Poems, FOAM, Foam Poems. And there's about 100 poems in the collection, and they're all very short, compact poems. And I wouldn't really call them haiku because they don't adhere to that classic Japanese form.
Right.
But they're very much influenced by the brevity, by the immediacy of the image, by the focus and the highlight of a certain words and the juxtaposition of words. so that they're really illuminated in and of themselves.
Excellent. Well, if you're just joining us, my guest is Albert Flynn De Silver. He is a poet, a memoirist, and a Marin County writer. And you're also a teacher. And Albert, I was wondering if you could tell us about some of the things that you'll be teaching this coming summer.
Yeah, well, I worked with kids for so long, and to a lesser extent, adults. But I've also, over the last few years, I've been working, and after writing this memoir, I wanted to teach a little bit about the memoir. And also, I've taught meditation for many years at Spirit Rock in the teen program and in the family program as a volunteer. And so this year, this summer I'm going to be teaching a week-long writing and meditation workshop down at Tassajara, the Zen Center outside of Carmel. And then another week I'll be doing on the East Coast at the Omega Institute. And both of those classes, workshops, will be called Writing as a Path to Awakening. So really integrating that practice of creativity as an inspiration to become more conscious, more awake, more alive and present in the moment.
And I suppose from a marketing point of view, this is a way that poetry teachers like yourself and like myself, that we can broaden the base of people who might want to take summer writing workshops. And that is to focus on some of the other benefits of writing. And that is, as you say, raised consciousness, greater awareness, greater sensitivity to our environment, a practice of greater perception as well.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. That's beautifully said, and that's exactly where my intentions are being focused. I did a day-long workshop for adults this past summer at Spirit Rock, and it was really the first time that I integrated meditation in a concentrated way with the writing practices.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really amazing. We did a haiku exercise, and then we did a longer free writing exercise. And the poems and the writing that came out of it, because there was so much contemplative space around it, was quite remarkable. And I was truly impressed with everyone's engagement and participation.
That must have been really rewarding.
It was. You know, it's just that much different than being in a traditional class or writing workshop setting. Some of that might have to do with just, you know, the energy at Spirit Rock and the context of being able to really relax and drop in and connect with a more authentic self.
And I'm wondering if those are some of the duties that you took on as Poet Laureate of Marin County, because I know, having helped to put together the Poet Laureate program here in the Davis, California, that different poet laureates take on different projects. And I'm wondering how you approached your reign, your two-year reign as poet laureate.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with it. I wanted to do something different and make it kind of a public arts project. And so I collaborated with an amazing Marin County sculptor, artist, photographer, and musician named Todd Pickering. And we built a giant armchair made out of poetry books. And he sculpted it, built it on this metal frame. I edited it, so to speak. And we took it all over the county. You know, we've showed up at Stinson Beach. We brought it to libraries. We had a big benefit for poets in the schools up on Mount Tam with Kay Ryan and Paul Hoover and
some of your local all-stars in the world of poetry.
Yes, yeah, a whole bunch of great poets. And so we had a lot of fun with that. It was a way for me to kind of engage the public in a different way, you know, and it was really neat. And the poetry chair lives on. I gave a talk down at TEDx in Santa Cruz in September, and we brought the poetry chair down there, and it accompanied me on stage for my talk. And it was just great to have it out in public again, because it's been sitting in my living room since 2010.
How much does it weigh?
Oh, God, it's probably, I don't know, 100 pounds or something. It's pretty heavy.
So it does take two people to move it about.
It does, but it has, Todd designed it so that it's got these wheels on the back, and so you can just tilt it up and wheel it around pretty easily.
And did you talk about that particular artistic endeavor in your TED Talk down in Santa Cruz?
No, actually, I talked, the theme was open. So I talked about an open poetic identity and the merging of a creative consciousness with a kind of a poetic awareness, poetic consciousness. And so I talked a little bit in the context of poetry, but more applying that aesthetic kind of perception to whatever you're doing, you know, whether you're building roads or being an architect or running a company or being a board of supervisors member, you know, taking that poetic, contemplative, meditative approach to whatever you're doing was really what the talk was about.
Well, if you're just joining us, my guest is Albert Flynn De Silver. He's the past poet laureate of Marin County, as we've been talking about, and a very active poet in that county, having published work in more than 100 literary journals, including Ziziva and some international journals. He's the author of a number of books of poetry, and his most recent work came out in June of this year, and it's called Beamish Boy, a memoir. Well, Albert Flynn De Silver, it's been a lot of fun to chat with you this afternoon on the radio show. I'm glad that this time worked out, and I wish you continued success in your endeavors in so many literary fields.
Me too, Andy. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I enjoyed it. Take care.
All right. Be well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.